This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are at Anarchapulco 2018 for a bonus day of content. How much of the day we'll get through, I don't know, but we'll pick up the show live later on if we don't fill a whole show's worth of interviews today. It's actually Sunday when we're recording this particular episode. You're going to be hearing this on Tuesday night on the radio, and there's just too many people here, Mark. We couldn't just end it where we ended it, which was, by the way, in an earthquake, was the last time we were on the air. We live. Everybody was fine here. It was fairly small where we are. I think one of our friends from California said it was maybe a 3 here.
Yeah,
but
it was like a 3 here, but it was a 7.5 wherever it started, and that's pretty serious business.
Sure is. Luckily, that wasn't here. And so everything's been going great here at Anarchapulco 2018, and we get the fun of meeting new people and old friends as well. And, of course, the event is a sellout this year. Who knows what next year is going to be like. Our first guest here on this edition of Free Talk Live is Alex Party from Instagram right now, but you're coming out with a website that's not quite ready. Hello, Alex. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
You spoke actually just before the conference, right, at the health and wellness seminar?
Exactly, yes. There was a whole three-day-long health and wellness section just before the crypto side of things and anarchy side of things.
So tell me, what was it that you were speaking on? Like, give our listeners a taste of, you know, what they missed.
Okay, so I was a medical doctor for 6 years. I was part-timing in the ER up until January 2017.
And in one country?
In England.
Okay.
And then I completely finally gave up my license. Yay. Last June. I'm still on the register, but I have officially given up my license so I can do alternative healing practices, which involves administering frog poison to people, which is what I spoke on. Yeah. So
why would you administer frog poison to people?
Well, yeah, it does seem a bit counterintuitive, but actually it's incredibly healing. It contains a whole cocktail of biologically active peptides, which can affect blood pressure, adrenal axis, attaches to the pituitary, affects, modulates the hormonal system. Amazing for chronic pain, people with low immunity, depression, anxiety, apathy. Amazing results with all of those.
How do you get the frogs to give up the poison?
Yeah, well, I call it 99% ethically harvested, because you call them down from the tree using the mating call, so they think they're going to get laid, but actually you tie them up. You tie them up with a little bit of string for 5 minutes.
I don't think that's unethical. I think it's rude, but it's not unethical.
Yeah, but they get released 5 minutes later. But you've got to make sure that
you swab them. Or
you massage their toes and rub them with a stick, and then they secrete the medicine from the back of their heads, backs, legs, and arms.
And how do you get it off of them?
You kind of take it off with a stick, and then you wipe it on another stick where it dries, and then that gets wrapped up and rode down the Amazon River, put in a post box, and sent to us.
Have you done this actual practice?
I haven't taken
frog massaging.
No, I haven't massaged a frog yet, I'm afraid. That's on the list for next year.
Okay, you really should do that.
Well, what was it that turned you on? I mean, as a medical doctor for a number of years, to discover frog poison. I mean, how did that jump get made?
Well, I was partying on a beach at the end of the world, 2012, if you remember the end of the Mayan calendar in Mexico. I was here.
And it's a good place to party.
Yeah, we were like, if we're going to be the end of the world, you may as well be where the people believe it is going to be the end of the world.
Indeed.
And I took, I met a load of really nice people, some Argentinians, and they told me it was time for me to drink ayahuasca. This was 5 years ago. So this is a psychedelic brew.
Yes,
exactly.
I haven't done it, but it's very interesting.
Well, I had never heard of it, and I was like, okay, cool, why not? Whatever, new experience.
Had you done psychedelics prior to that?
Yes, a little bit of acid, mushrooms here or there, but nothing seriously transformational.
And the world was going to end anyway.
Exactly. It was time. You just got to, like, fix it all in there.
Why not?
So, yeah, I was in the jungle, and I heard about this frog poison when I was down there. But, you know, the ayahuasca was enough, and I was like, you know what, don't throw anything else at me. I'm done for now. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to London, and a friend of mine who's an accountant just was like, do you want to do Cambo? And so I...
Cambo?
What's the word? Cambo. That's the name of the frog poison.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. And just the poison, not the frog, right? It's not the Cambo frog that gives the Cambo poison.
Exactly. It's just the name of the medicine.
Okay.
The
right.
Cambo frog is called Phylomagisa bicolor, is its Latin name, or the giant green...
Is that what the natives call it?
They call it sapo. They just just call it Toad because that is like whatever. It's a thing in a tree. Who cares? But yeah, so what was it? Oh yeah, so it was in London. I reheard about the medicine like 5 months later, and then I looked it up on PubMed, which is where all the medical publications are on the internet. You can actually find a load of amazing research there, very completely free.
I bet you could.
And I typed in the Latin name of the frog, and there's like all these research papers from the University of Paris, Belfast, Rome, from when this medicine came out of the jungle with an anthropologist in the 1980s, and they found all these biologically active peptides which have massive implications for cancer and antimicrobial resistance, which is the main thing that was freaking me out as a doctor, having to like bang my head against a brick wall pretty much every day giving people the same antibiotics for the same recurrent infections. Whereas this
being antimicrobial resistance is when people take the same antibiotics over and over, and then whatever the pathogen is, it becomes resistant.
Yeah. And,
okay.
It mutates, and that can actually, I mean, we're well overdue a massive epidemic. I don't know if you guys realize that.
I think you're probably right.
And last Christmas, everyone was sick. So make sure you know someone with Cambo, by the way, just because, like, you never know next few years.
I mean, how hard is it to get your hands on this stuff? I mean, do you have to go down to South America or?
It's actually not as hard as it should be, in my opinion. You can actually order it online,
really?
But I really don't recommend it.
On the dark web or where?
Just normal.
Really?
Like, I don't know, type it in. You could probably order it. I'm not advocating that at all, but you can. And essentially, yeah, it's important to be with a practitioner at least a few times before you even think about
it. So you need a guide. You need somebody there.
You really do, because there's
what happens? What do you do? I mean, is it... Please don't tell me it's a suppository.
That would actually be a little bit nicer, probably. So, no, this gets burnt. You make little small burn marks in the skin, pick off the epidermis, the top layer of skin, and you put the medicine on just on top there, and it gets sucked into the body and into the lymphatic system.
Okay.
And it causes a profound detoxification and purge. So you vomit in a bucket. You have to drink a lot of water. It lasts about
how long are you vomiting for?
About half an hour. It's
okay.
Not constantly. It's kind of like a roller coaster.
It's been almost 20 years in broadcast, and I have never interviewed a frog-puking lady.
This is awesome. And she's really beautiful as well.
That much is true, yes.
Thank you, guys.
So please, go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just, the singular interview that I've never had before, I'm excited. Please, go ahead.
I'm glad you guys are open to this. Why not? So, yeah, I mean, the purging, as we call it, can take...
Oh, no, I'm ready to go. I'm seriously.
Yeah?
I'm ready to have frog poison put on my burnt epidermis.
You're
and
gonna be
see
here
what the
for
hell
a couple days.
Well, I've got more ceremonies on the 19th and the 20th, so you guys, you're welcome to come along. I sing and I drum and I rattle.
I want pictures.
Yep,
if
we're
going
to talk to my wife. She's
it's
right here.
Thing.
Leave the camera with you guys.
No, I will do this.
I love it.
I mean, if we're not talking about some kind of psychedelic weird thing, you're talking about increasing my, biological resistance to...
This is actually a really big deal. The World Health Organization's conservative estimates are that by 2050, the number of deaths worldwide attributable to antimicrobial resistance will be 10 million worldwide. So that's at the rate that antibiotic resistance, antimicrobial research is going right now. So hopefully it won't actually be that high, but I think you at least could know a Cambo practitioner just to be on the safe side.
And are these Cambo practitioners all around the world, or are they pretty much concentrated in Central and South America?
No, they're all over the world now. There's a few people that have been taking it upon themselves to train people all around the world to administer this medicine. So actually, if you go to a website, www.iakp.org, then there you can find a practitioner list and actually just hit up someone in your local area.
Is that what you do most of the time now, or what's your gig?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 3 years now, and it is certainly an area that I'm very passionate about, but I'm actually becoming more passionate about psychedelic research and how mushrooms...
There's some very interesting research out there.
My personal interest is mushrooms. I find them to be incredibly healing substance.
Psilocybic mushrooms?
Exactly, magical mushrooms.
I mean, regular mushrooms are good and all, but
it's not really magic. You know that, right, Alex?
I love magic. Yes, it is. I'm particularly interested in...
So give us some examples. Like, we've talked about on the air with MDMA and mushrooms or psilocybin. PTSD, for instance, has been majorly helped in some of the very small studies that have been done. What are some of the other things that you're excited about?
chronic pain, mm-hmm. mushrooms. It's, the thing is, there's just so much of how we actually perceive pain is modulated by the brain. I don't know if any of you guys have done
it. Yeah, where else would it be modulated, right?
Well, yeah, but it's just that you can actually intercept the way that the spine, the ascending spine and the nerve and the pain pathways are actually being received and interpreted by uprooting some of the psychological, the subconscious conditioning that you've had or the trauma that you've had in your life.
Hold that thought. Alex, can you stick with us for another segment here on Free Talk Live? We're going to continue from Anarchapulco 2018, the bonus edition here on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018 for some bonus interviews. Obviously, we're not actually here on Tuesday because the event's over, but we just had so many interesting people to talk to here. We definitely wanted to continue with that. Also, want to let you know about Zencash.com. If you are into cryptocurrencies and you're trying to figure out, you know, which of the 1,400 different cryptocurrencies should you be looking at, Zencash certainly is one of them. They've got some of the best technology out there, like the zero-knowledge anonymity. So, of course, anonymity, very important with cryptocurrency. But one of the things that was, you know, most important to me in accepting them as an advertiser here on Free Talk Live was these guys are voluntarists. They're people who put in the ideas of liberty and voluntarism into the white paper of Zencash. So, to me, when you've got the founders of a cryptocurrency that are coming from a point of understanding economics, understanding freedom, that's where I want it to start. Now, will it win? Will it dethrone Bitcoin? I have no idea what the future holds, but Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about that.
It's doing pretty well.
Yeah, so far for sure. Zencash.com. So Alex Pardy is with us here. You're Dr. Deleuze with a Z at the end, right, on Instagram?
Doctora Deleuze.
Doctora Deleuze.
In Spanish, that means doctor of light. Yeah.
Yes. And you are helping people medically, allegedly, with frogs. With the poison from a certain type of toad or frog from the Amazon. We're talking about that in detail in the last segment, but you're also interested in psychedelic research, and that's what we were getting into just a few moments ago, specifically in the area of psilocybin, but are you also looking at, you know, other things like LSD or MDMA?
Actually, to me,
MDMA is not a psychedelic, but...
Yeah, well, of course, there's MDMA-assisted psychotherapeutic research going on now in England, which is amazing with MAPS. But no, that's actually not my area of interest. I'm fascinated by mushrooms because I believe, through my own work with ayahuasca and other substances, that these medicines, these plants, have a spirit and an energy, and they have an intelligence, an emotional intelligence, and they're actually kind of teaching you things. They're talking to you. It's a way
the
of...
The ones on my pizza?
Not those ones, man. Those ones, they're dead. They're inert.
Okay. They're great.
They taste good, but yeah, probably a lot better than the psychedelic ones. But
in my time, you know, I remember going to school, we learned there were two kingdoms. There was Animalia and Planta, right? That's it. Now they've added fungi or in whatever, I don't know the name of it or whatever, too. There's five of them. Somewhere along the line, and you know, the time I was in high school, the time I was out, they added a few. Apparently, mushrooms are so important, they get their own.
Yeah, completely. They're actually kind of an in-between of the two. And some people would even say that mushrooms were the first, I don't know what they exactly, but some the first living thing to come out of the sea, and actually they're our ancestors.
Okay. Huh.
Well, I mean, you can go off into the area of the idea that everything's connected, and that these, you know, plants, these mushrooms, they have what you're talking about, messages or whatever, and certainly Indian shamans would have probably made the same
statement. A little further back than that. Yeah. So the suggestion is that somewhere along the line, Australopithecus man digs some mushrooms out of yak poop and then goes ahead and you know, takes them and abstract thoughts created.
And that's actually how consciousness began and evolved in such a ridiculously rapid and random moment so quickly.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows?
Who knows? You can hypothesize.
It is fun to think about. So, yeah. So what's some of the research that's going on?
It was area. It was probably a talking snake trying to get somebody to eat some magic fruit from a forbidden tree.
Oh, my God. That one. Yeah.
It was more likely that.
That was the one. I'm not actually aware too much of ongoing research. There's a lot of it happening. I know that there's quite a bit going on grassroots style. Mm-hmm. I know there's some amazing chap in Jamaica who's growing a lot of his own and conducting retreats and doing research out there.
Is it legal in Jamaica?
It is legal in Jamaica, which is actually why he's out there.
So psilocybin mushrooms are legal in Jamaica.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Next remote for Free Talk Live.
Yep. God, no. Where are the Liberty Conferences in Jamaica?
Do it.
I
actually only just realized how into mushrooms I was very recently, and I haven't actually had a chance to really do much research on the research that's going on with them, because I've been too busy in the Mexican mountains actually eating mushrooms with the shamans in the mountains up there.
Right on.
It took a long time to find them because there's a lot of charlatans up there and a lot of tourists, so obviously
I've heard about that. People get ripped off, right?
Yeah, definitely, and it's actually really ruining the communities and cultures up there, all the tourism that's going on.
How does one discern a real shaman from a charlatan?
Hard to say.
You just have to get a recommendation, like from you, for instance?
Yes, but the woman who allowed me to sit with her was kind of, she didn't even want me to sit with her. I had to persuade her. So I had to, like, just sit there for a while and be like, please.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been on quite the spiritual
cool and psychedelic journey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm only just actually when I first started my whole journey with ayahuasca 5 years ago, I really rejected medical science for a while. It took me a long time to meet in the middle and bring them back together. So actually, I've actually been averse to science for a while after spending.
So you had like a total reversal on the ayahuasca.
I had a 180 degree turnaround, like completely. And
I
now
was going to ask you why you had given up your medical licensing in Great Britain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. After I drank ayahuasca, I just realized that becoming an interventional radiologist, which was the thing that I convinced myself I wanted to do, was just the best of a bad bunch. And I was like, life is actually about following your heart,
sure
following your joy, being free. And you know what? Working in the bowels of a hospital or specifically a dark room for 80% of the day was just not my concept of freedom.
Yeah, I can relate to that. That's great. I love it. All right, so now you're going to be putting a website out soon. Can you tell our listeners what that is, but they can't go there right away?
Yeah, it'll be like in a week or two. It's www.alchemywithalex.com.
And what's that going to be?
It's going to be a platform for me to share about my adventures and my journeys. I really believe in going and doing it myself before I, start talking about it. So I kind of will just head off into the Mexican mountains and do random things like that. And I'm about to start doing a load of kind of health things for myself and my own healing this year, which I'm going to be blogging about. And it's also a place you can check out what else I do. I offer coaching, life coaching for people, which integrates my health and wellness along with the shamanic. So it's a bit of an everything, a milieu.
So you're going to be blogging, or will you be doing videos?
Yeah, blogging. I'm just starting up my YouTube channel now, which will also be Alchemy with Alex, which I haven't yet. I'm going to connect it all to my website somehow. I've got some epic wizard who's working on it right now.
Okay.
Wow. Those wizards are slower than you think.
Yeah, it was meant to be ready in January, but there you go.
It isn't a magic spell. It's a potion they mix over time. I can assure you.
Gummy veggies.
And it's your first Anarchapulco, right?
Yeah.
What's it like for you? I mean, have you ever been to an event like this before?
Never. And you know what? I never even identified as an anarchist before, particularly, but I realize now I've actually just been living my life as one my whole life.
Surprise!
And da-da-da-da, here I am. But no, it's been amazing. It really has been like finding tribe. It's like every other person I speak to is just an absolute legend, and they're all really switched on, generally higher IQ, I think, and just all really excited about the future and wanting to shape that and forge that. There's no apathy here. There's no kind of reluctance to get involved. Everyone's jumping in and going for it, and I love it.
It's been a great crowd. It's been an absolutely fantastic event thus far. The after parties have also been good. I don't know if you've gone to any of those. Last night there was one on the beach where they let little turtles out, in the nighttime, so going into the water. There must have been a few hundred of them.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I missed that one. But I heard
about it. Acapulco doing its thing to save the turtles.
Yep. So that was a lot of fun, and it's been a great event with a lot of cool people.
Thank you so much. Well, here's one thing you can do. Turtles are opportunist eaters. They don't have taste buds. They don't know what there's going on in the sea. They'll eat anything that they come across. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's one thing you can do that's very simple. Stop using straws.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't need that piece of plastic that's out there, and it's your consumer demand that drives the production of straws. The fewer straws you use, the fewer straws that go into the garbage, and I've just stopped using it. You don't need it.
She's Alex Pardee. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Aloha.
More coming up from Anarchapulco 2018 on Free Talk Live, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018 for some bonus interviews airing here on Tuesday. So many great people to talk to. Some old faces and regulars, I guess, basically, from Free Talk Live remotes, including Paul Pway, who is with us from what was formerly known as AirBits.
Yep.
Which was always one of my favorite wallets for newbies, like to bring somebody into, because there was a username and password, and that's what people are used to. It was a great way to kind of bring people in. But now AirBits is morphing, as we discussed last time we had you on, Paul, from the Texas Bitcoin Conference,
yep,
into Edge Wallet. Tell
correct
me about that.
Yeah, so we actually...
You didn't name it after this guy, did you?
Mm-hmm. Of course
not. Yes,
here
I am.
I'm sure you did. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm the new spokesman.
A new spokesman, founder, president. Actually, we don't have a president yet. So Mark is now our new president. Great.
I'm happy to be the face of the Edge Wallet.
Right. And it's a much better face than mine. So at AirBits, we had always been pushing this new form of securing data, meaning private keys, in a way that only people have access to them. Not an IT manager, not a bank, not a custodian, and only users. And our kind of tagline was, we secure data at the edges of the network. And at the edges of the network, at the very edges, are people.
That's where the users
right
are.
That's where the users are. It's our devices. It's for us. Empowering individuals, which is at the heart of cryptocurrency. And we realized that our wallet did it quite well and very familiar, and now all of the decentralized apps needed it as well. You know, like the Augurs, the Wings of the world, and Doors, all of these apps. So we deployed a platform to them, and we called it an Edge Security Platform.
And then to make it super easy, we built in a single sign-on that people could use the Airbits wallet, scan a barcode, sign into these apps, all decentralized. No one sees the data, the keys, other than the end user. We call that Edge Login. Right, because it's using Edge security, but in a login system.
Without getting too technical, that you're talking about an increase in security for logging into applications and websites.
Correct.
And things like that.
To log into specifically decentralized applications. Mm-hmm. Websites, they've got the Google, the Facebook login and all that, but that's fully centralized. Google sees every time you log in, they see all the data that you might use.
What's a decentralized application for listeners that may be unfamiliar?
Yeah, a decentralized application, as an example, Augur, Wings, these both of them allow you to access a smart contract application in the cloud that has no central servers that could be effectively shut down to prevent you from being able to access it, and it's globally accessible.
Is Augur like a betting platform?
Correct. Yeah, Augur happens to be a prediction market, mm-hmm. allowing you to put out a market on the future outcome of an event, such as who's going to win an election, or who's going to win the Super Bowl, or what the weather will be, the rainfall in South Sahara Africa. And so if you think about financial markets, they start with currency at the very bottom layer, but everything you build on top of the currency is a bet. It's a derivative. It's a gamble, depending on how bad of a word you want to use. It's any of those above. Mm-hmm. Augur is enabling the things right above currency, and they're doing it in a way that's a decentralized app that anybody can access anywhere in the world with cryptocurrency. You don't go through a third party. We enable in Augur a user experience of securing the keys, just like in Arabic. It's the username and password.
I see.
Auto-encrypted, auto-backed up.
That's
the Edge security platform. It has Edge login, and we were launching the new wallet. We're like, what are we going to call it? Well, let's just call it Edge wallet.
Okay.
At that point, all our new products are called Edge something. Our old product's called Airbits. Well, we might as well just rebrand the whole company around this new terminology and term. We like the way it sounded. We've got a branding company. They gave
us a good
look.
There's got to be a lot of edges in the app market, though.
There's a lot of edges in the app market. So if you're searching for the wallet,
search for Edge wallet.
Edge wallet might give you some luck. Edge Bitcoin wallet will definitely get you there.
Okay.
But in general, when you're downloading a wallet on any of the app stores, we recommend going to the company's website.
Yeah.
That way you get a direct link to
that way you know for sure you're not getting some sort of
scam app. Exactly. And that happened a lot with a few other wallets in the past.
That's a good idea. Okay, so right now the website is edgesecure.co?
Correct, exactly.
Okay, so I just installed the wallet for the first time. And
I think mine's downloading now.
I'm very excited, right?
Like, cool.
I loved Airbits. And, of course, now I want to know, I haven't gotten into Airbits since I uninstalled all my wallets before crossing the border in the United States.
Right.
What's going to happen if I reinstall Airbits? Is it still there to download?
Yeah.
Is it?
For sure. Airbits is still in the App Store. We're still supporting it. We're actually due up for another update of Airbits. When we built Edge Wallet, we actually built it from the ground up. So it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of Airbits.
Okay.
All right, but it has all the learning that we'd learned from Airbits, all the architecture and kind of mistakes that we'd made and learned from, we're now applying inside of Edge. Now, because it doesn't have all of the bells and whistles and the features, we couldn't just replace it. We couldn't just suddenly go, oh, your Airbits wallet now became Edge.
So it doesn't have like the Bluetooth feature.
It doesn't have Bluetooth, NFC, QuickBooks export, CSV export, stuff that we need as a company. You know, scanning QR codes from photos, choose your own node if you want to connect to your own Bitcoin node, all of that stuff.
So Edge isn't focusing on the features like that. You know, what's the focus of Edge by comparison? Is it the fact that it's a multi-crypto wallet?
Multi-crypto is a big focus. Integrating with those Edge login partners, those partners that integrate our SDK. So the an SDK is a software development kit. Think of it as a tool set. If you're a carpenter, you have your tool belt. If you're a software developer, you've got your toolkit of other software that other people wrote.
Okay.
We're a hammer that we can give to a software development carpenter to build their software.
I see.
But that hammer implements security of keys. But the really cool, almost hidden thing most people don't know about Edge Wallet and Edge Login is if I go to an app like Wings, one of our partners.
That one I don't know. I don't know what that
they're
is.
They're a forecasting market for ICOs.
Okay.
So you actually predict what you think the ICO is going to be, and you kind of have reward for how close you are to how much they raise. So similar to Augur, but very focused to ICOs.
Okay.
And in their app, you have tokens for Ether and tokens such as the Wings token itself, secured with Edge inside of their app as you sign in or create an account. But because you use Edge inside of their app, it actually shows those exact tokens and the Ether inside of Edge Wallet on your phone.
That you have in the Wings system.
That you have in the Wings app, correct.
Oh.
So it actually integrates very tightly with all of our app partners. So instead of having to transfer crypto from one app you're using into another app you're using through your wallet and then sending from your wallet to the other app and then going to ShapeShift, I can literally ShapeShift from my Litecoin inside of my Edge wallet directly into a Wings token inside the app in one transaction.
Okay.
As opposed to having to hop and hop and hop and hop. So we're aiming to be the dashboard, the hub, for not just your crypto in the world of speculating, because right now we're in a speculative world where we're just kind of holding and seeing which one works out.
Yep.
But we aim to be the dashboard in the world where you're actually using crypto in all of these decentralized apps which need these tokens and currencies.
I had heard about the REP tokens, the Augur, back when it came out. I picked up a few of them, and I never really looked at it again.
You've done well.
So there's people on there basically placing bets. I'm sure that's not a word they would use, but I don't know. It seems like gambling, and I fully support gambling. But part of the reason why they've set it up this way is to decentralize it to where there's not one company that gets raided, right, by like a government. That's kind of the idea.
Well, that also allows access. So you can access services that you couldn't from anywhere in the world. That's one of the key aspects of crypto.
Also, it seems to be the results are, instead of, you know, gambling on whether it's going to be the Yankees or the Red Sox that win a particular baseball game, which is what you're generally allowed to bet on, is you can just bet on any old weird thing.
Well,
can,
that's true.
You can say, you can say what the rainfall is going to be in sub-Saharan Africa, as you said, or, you know, I think that Kim Jong-un is going to die of a gunshot wound as opposed to a natural causes. I mean, like, you could just say anything.
Anything, exactly. That's what a prediction market effectively is, but you can build so many financial tools on top of that, such as insurance and loans and whatnot. So I think that's the power of this, is the flexibility.
And do you have any concern that the government will target Edge Wallet for enabling people to access these markets in some way?
In a way, if they did that, they would easily be wanting to and needing to target so many other tools as well.
Mm-hmm.
And because our platform, if they take down our platform, it doesn't disable people from using their keys.
Right.
So they still have access to the keys inside of the app. They can just simply grab their keys out or actually even talk to the network. Edge Wallet and our infrastructure make sure that we're as least dependent on our infrastructure as possible. Our infrastructure is a backup.
Okay.
The users are the primary.
Smart.
We are just the backup. So if we do get shut down, you still have access to your money.
Paul,
we'd like to think we're not, but
always appreciate having you on the show here. We're short on time, but edgesecure.co is the website. That's where people should go to get the link. Is it Android and iOS or just
Android and iOS? Both? They're both actually the same new code base.
And real quick, rattle off for me at least with launch. What are the other currencies? What are the different currencies?
That's right. Yeah. So we support Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Dash, Ethereum, REP and Wings tokens as well. You can manually add any ERC20 token on Ethereum.
Very cool.
So pretty much anything that works.
Thank you for this. This sounds like the first iOS multi-crypto wallet that's actually worth looking at. So awesome. Great news.
And it's open source. I don't think there is one yet.
EdgeSecure.co. Coming back with more from Anarchapulco.
Cool. Thanks.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we're at Anarchapulco 2018.
Brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
That's right, and we're here, and it's been a great event, just absolutely fantastic. We're actually recording this episode here, if you will, or this segment of the show, on Cryptopulco, which is the day of Anarchapulco, the very last day. Although there's another thing that comes after this that's sort of part of Anarchapulco, the Dollar Vigilante Summit. But anyway, it's supposedly the last day of the sort of regular ticket for Anarchapulco. And it's all about cryptocurrency all day long on the stage in there, which is great because, as we were just talking with Crypto Mark from Pivex.org, which is a cryptocurrency we'll talk about here, the event itself being such a wide-ranging event, meaning that speakers are here talking about everything from, like, you know, esoteric Illuminati stuff to cryptocurrency to Ron Paul showing up and Adam Kokesh and Cynthia McKinney coming out as an anarchist, which happened this weekend. So, you know, really interesting stage performance and what's happening here. But a lot of what's happening is the networking and people meeting each other on, you know, the hallways outside at the vendor tables, for instance. And a couple tables down from us here is the Pivex table. And Crypto Mark is here with us from Pivex.org. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, happy to be here.
Tell me, you know, there's a zillion cryptocurrencies out there. Why Pivex?
Why did you want to get in this market?
And
what's your role with Pivex? What do you do?
My role is just economic analyst. You can call me the lead economist with Pivex.
Okay.
And the lead developers who started Pivex, they're really radical libertarians / anarchists who wanted to have absolute privacy and a true, totally decentralized peer-to-peer network. So Pivex was forked from Dash.
Oh, okay.
Dash was forked from Bitcoin. Most cryptocurrencies.
Dash was forked from Litecoin.
Dash was forked from Litecoin, which was forked from Bitcoin, and now Pivex is forked from Dash.
On and on and on. So we're running we run a Bitcoin core code, just like most other really secure cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin's a proven code base that provides cryptographic security and for digital assets.
But the blockchain is a public ledger that allows interests, like, say, governments around the world to discern what transactions are occurring and potentially with enough computing power figure out what you spent back in 2011.
Exactly, and that's why PIVX wanted to go totally towards privacy, utilizing the Zero-Coin protocol, which we implemented in November of last year. And one of the main features that I like about Zero-Coin is that the developers picked the Zero-Coin library
and protocol. Is that the same thing as what Zcash has?
No, Zcash uses ZK-SNARKs.
Okay.
Zcoin uses Zero-Coin as well. But it's the most academically peer-reviewed privacy protocol out there. It's been around for years and years and years. It's been thoroughly vetted. There's no trusted setup required for it. And one feature that I really am big on is the fact that it has an auditable coin supply. So you can see how many denominations, like let's say $20 bills, like there's a million $20 bills, and which one is yours?
You just don't know. The person looking can't know where those are.
They can't know where they are.
Clarify something for me. A lot of these Zcash or the other zero knowledge anonymity systems, they have either you can turn it on or leave it off, and you can have public transactions. Is PIVX, does it have a public transaction option?
Yeah, it has public transactions. So you can either be absolute private or transparent. Like if you're a charity and you need to have transparency on a blockchain.
Well, what else makes it different from Dash? Like, we're pretty familiar with Dash here on Free Talk Live. They actually were for a while one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
So tell me what's new.
Yeah, so we wanted to be a totally decentralized, true peer-to-peer network, which means that PIVX is designed for every owner to store and run their own blockchain. So our block reward is technically not inflationary because we don't pay X third parties to replace our third party bank. We are our bank, and we run our own currency. So
tell me how it's not inflationary, because normally, Bitcoin or these other things are mined into existence.
Yeah.
And that means right now in the Bitcoin blockchain, it's 12 and a half Bitcoins for every block that that gets mined.
Yeah.
And those are new Bitcoins.
Yeah.
So
it's not technically inflation.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrencies don't magically run with magical blockchain fairies making them operate somehow on the magical internet. There's computers that actually have to run and store your currency. So I always say, where is your currency and who has it and who runs your currency? And so if you go to PIVX.org and download a PIVX wallet and run it on your computer, I run mine on a laptop computer, I leave it on continuously. I'm syncing with 16 other computers that are connected to every other computer in the network. And based upon the number of PIVX that I have in my wallet, our wallet also runs a very low difficulty hashing algorithm, so it is a mining wallet.
Mm. But you don't need fancy graphics cards?
Yeah, you don't need fancy graphic cards. It literally takes 3% of my CPU power. Mm-hmm. I set it so that I can shut my lid of my laptop and it's running in the background 24/7 and I'm randomly selected to win a block reward. So everyone wins block rewards
eventually.
Equally. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's a very
democratic
distribution.
What if I want to get more PIVX? Do I have to run more computers or can I turn up my hashing?
So you cannot get more PIVX based upon power. It's based upon stakes. So every owner gets the same ultimate percentage return.
Every one PIVX coin owner gets the same return?
Yeah, you're randomly, so for security purposes, like let's say Bitcoin, you are randomly selected to win the block reward based upon power.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With
mining
PIVX,
power.
Yeah, with PIVX it's on mining power.
The more power,
energy.
The more lotto tickets you bought.
Yes. So, and exactly with PIVX, it's like buying a lotto ticket. So
owning a PIVX is like buying a
lotto ticket. Yes.
As long as that PIVX is
in a wallet.
Node type wallet
that is actually providing consensus and
but you said it's not inflationary,
network.
But there's new PIVX.
There's
being
new PIVX created, but it's not at your cost.
Technically, inflation.
It is inflation, but it's not at your cost.
I mean, all of these currencies are inflationary, but one can argue that at least with Bitcoin, people are losing them constantly.
I studied to be a financial advisor, and if I was advising somebody and explaining to them the economic costs of currencies, I would say that Bitcoin currently has a 5% annual expense ratio. So
meaning
that 5% more new Bitcoin is created and paid to a miner, a third party, not you, to run your currency for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so with Litecoin, it's 10%. With Dash, it's between 10 to 15%. Every single year expense ratio. So the coin has to go, so either people have to hodl with a Ponzi scheme kind of mentality, or it's PIVX is economically sound today and forever.
But doesn't proof of stake, which is, again, different from how Bitcoin's set up, where people are competing for mining power with graphical cards
proof
and
of
special,
work.
Right?
Yeah.
That's proof of work. Doesn't proof of stake encourage holding as well? Because the more you hold, the more of an interest, if you will, and maybe that's not the right word, but the more of the generated coins you'll receive?
Yeah, so it does, but in the end, all currencies you spend based upon, and monetary velocity occurs just based upon the fact that you want to buy something. So everybody spends their currency at a certain rate. You live, you die, and you spend money.
Yep.
Like you accumulate money and you spend money.
But if I'm going to have money or currency,
it's a store of value. So eventually, it's going to have monetary velocity at some point, or it's a beanie baby.
If I've got other currency that's spendable, you know, like a crypto that doesn't generate, you know, income or whatever you want to call it. Again, these are legal terms.
Yeah, so
that's not the right word. But,
absolutely.
But you know, that doesn't, you know, it's not the proof of stake type. Why wouldn't I want to use the other one? Why wouldn't I want to use the other one instead of PIVX? I mean, isn't my incentive to just hold with
That's actually what creates the value for PIVX, is that PIVX is not paying, you know, 5 to 10% inflation rate at your expense to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I would rather hold that coin. So that's the other way of saying that same thing. And the other way to look at it is, you know, if I'm running my own coin and somebody else is getting paid at the same rate I am, if I spend my coins, I'm actually spending the same X value. So everybody's X value is going up at the same rate. So if I spend, I'm spending just the same as.
Let's presume
Bitcoin
for a second a token is you get a 1 in 100 chance of getting another token, another token. That means that your token is really worth 1.01 tokens, because you have a 100 by holding that token, you have a 100 chance, 1 in 100 chance of getting another token.
Yeah.
That means that you already know, your subconscious, your economic mind clearly already understands how much that token's worth. Further, I would make the argument that none of these currencies, like Bitcoin, is non-inflationary, because we already know how many Bitcoins there's going to be. Simply the fact that they're not assigned to somebody today doesn't mean that it's inflationary. It means they have not yet been assigned
to
people.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
That's because Mark Edge, Radio Mark, is a super genius.
All right. Hey, we're out of time. Real quick. You got something else?
Yeah, so the other amazing feature with PIVX is, because everybody runs the network, all fees with PIVX are burned out of supply. So we do have a coin supply cap, because you're paid directly block reward and you're paid indirectly with all transaction fees. So
you can learn more about that
sustainable.
At pivx.org. It's Free Talk Live.
Awesome.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.